This is Chris Paris, Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group. Welcome to the May 10th edition of our weekly Stock Talk podcast, keeping you connected to your money. Each week, we share with you our views on the markets and try to educate you to how the stock and bond markets work. This week's episode is entitled, From Melt-Up Calls to Blame It on China, all in one short week. Well, so far, so good. Our patience and discipline of being systematic versus emotional and reactionary is paying off. The S&P 500 has quickly fallen about 4% as spot volatility has ramped from an Easter low of 12 to over 22 and almost 25% backwards. That happened yesterday as the market has pushed out a China-American trade deal. As listeners know, this is exactly in line with our outlook that the team at Oak Harvest Financial laid out in the first half way back in early January. This can be found at our website at www.oakharvestfg.com/2019 first half outlook. The game show Let's Call for a Stock Market Melt-Up has been quickly replaced with a new, now number one game show, Call for a 10 to 20% correction, or Let's Set a Really Big Downside Target in the S&P 500. This has happened literally in 1 week. How quickly can the financial press cancel or change their outlook and replace it with another emotionally fired driven story? It literally took a weekend. Please review our last two weekly podcasts if you'd like to review our thoughts that preceded this week's market downturn. Both audio podcasts can be found at oakharvestfg.com/stocktalk. I'm sure that regular listeners will be glad to hear that I'm off my soapbox. No rants this week. We are now in May. We are now in the dead zone. This is the period after earnings are reported. Stock buyback momentum has peaked at about 95 to 97% of all companies being able to buy back their stock. That number will now head towards about 5% of all companies being active as we get towards the end of June. This removes demand for stocks and removes money flow into stocks. We laid this period out about 4 months ago as a short-term peak and ripe for a second quarter pullback into late June. We are in the danger zone, the go slow zone, the be patient and deliberate zone, but we are now closer to entering the accelerating investment zone, the buy zone, the Goldilocks zone. We actually started buying stocks for the first time in a number of weeks, just yesterday and earlier this morning. However, there should be another 4 to 6 weeks of choppy to down price action in stocks and up movement in bond prices and down in bond yields. As I've mentioned multiple times the past year, Goldilocks for stocks will be accompanied by slightly higher long-term interest rates and falling bond prices as both inflation and growth pick up. We currently continue to see that dynamic starting post July 4th. A China deal will stimulate second half 2019 growth as well as 2020 growth. This is not currently in earnings estimates for stocks, nor is it priced into the bond market. Our president will start focusing 100% of his attention on domestic issues. The combination of a China deal and an infrastructure plan should lead to accelerating growth in the fourth quarter of 2019 through the presidential election in 2020. Accelerating growth would lead to a sell-off in long bonds and a stock market acceleration up. It would lead to Goldilocks. It is particularly good for domestic small cap stocks, international stocks, emerging market stocks, and value stocks. Most of our clients have exposure to these asset classes through holdings in both ETFs and dimensional fund advisor mutual funds. As for sectors, financials, cyclicals, technology, industrials, and things leveraged to an acceleration in growth would benefit. That's Goldilocks. An expansion in the stock market of groups and sectors that are leading. No longer would it be it's FANG or bust, FANG being Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Google. This has been a consistent theme the last 9 years of sustained new all-time highs, breakouts and stayouts in the S&P 500. On a final note, the new weekly segment of our podcast, the I Don't Want to Invest Now Rationale and Excuse segment. This week's newest excuse I heard, I don't want to invest now because the China deal looks likely to fall apart. Everyone, there is always uncertainty. There are always answered questions out there. Please go visit our website and read the piece penned by James McFarland, our senior portfolio manager. I don't want to invest now because we are in a normal time of the year when the economy slows for 2 to 6 months as companies digest inventory and start planning for the second half of the year and the next year out. That is why the sell in May and go away mantra usually does work most years. However, we like to use this period of weakness to buy stocks that we see a value, to harvest losses in stocks that we think we can find better prospects for the portfolio for the next 12 to 18 months, and position portfolios for the next year to 18 months. In closing, if you find this content helpful, please go forward it to friends or have them give us a call at 281-822-1350. Go browse our updated website and new content at oakharvestfg.com. You shared your vision for your money with us during our meetings, and we are here for you. Our main job at Oak Harvest is to have you retire only once in your life. Many blessings, Chris Paris.
The preceding content expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, statistics, and sources are not guaranteed. Content, ideas, and strategies discussed may not be right for your personal situation and should not be considered as personalized investment, tax, or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance does not guarantee future results.